$20 a week? How many hours?
In the evening, it went till about 2 o'clock or 3.
In the afternoon, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what time did you get there?
He says only about 7 o'clock.
Good gosh, well, then you work from 7 to 3 in the afternoon for $2.50 a week?
Mm-hmm. You weren't even born, I don't know.
Good gracious. But things weren't as expensive back then either, were they?
Mm-mm.
Like, how much was local bread?
A dime or some of it, I know.
And now it's gone up to 51 cents or something. But when you start thinking you made but $2.50 a week, that's terrible.
I just mix them up with meals. Mix them up with sugar, mix them up with meat, and mix them up with lard. And give me all day to make me have some left.
Really? Could you go in and ask for a nickel worth of
something? Yes, ma'am.
How much would you get for a nickel?
You're getting pretty good.
And they give you, like, you'd ask for a nickel's worth, you wouldn't have to. Good God.
Well, that's true.
I believe you. That fascinates me. I love to hear about things like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. That's kind of precious.
Yeah.
Maybe every friend here in Chattanooga had shut down. And I worked so much shows and tannin.
And what'd you do then?
I used to have bark. Lay bark. I used to lay bark.
What'd you really mean lay bark?
They break bark into tan leather. You had the little trucks come in. And you had to lay it, you know, where they can get to it and haul it to the leach house, where they need.
What's a leach house?
That's a place that made this here liquid stuff. And they dyed a leather with it.
Oh. And so what'd you have to do when you laid bark?
That's all.
You put it down, you mean?
Yes, lay it when it's all tangled up and have to lay it straight so they can get to it. And the men was with them.
How much money did you get for that?
I was making $45.
Oh, that was big money, wasn't it?
They got that, too, where I worked at.
Oh, that's great.
And some of it I didn't turn in, I forgot.
Which means you didn't turn in?
I used to work at a laundry down there on Market Street. I didn't turn any of it in. But most of what they asked me was my social security number. They asked me where I worked at. And some of it I've forgotten.
What do you mean you didn't turn into who?
To social security.
Well, they
worked on the fence in World War II.
Worked on what?
The fence job, they called it.
What was that?
That was in Dalton. You cut cloth and stuff like that and ship it to the boys to clean the lamination.
Oh, really? And they call it a fence job? Good God. Well, you've done a little bit of everything, Rosalie.
I sure have. I just didn't about to do that. Too old now.
Oh, Rosalie, you're not that old.
Yeah, I'm too old. You have to settle down for me. I can do right well with what it's raining.
Now, what? Is that the lady that you had arthritis in? Oh, so that's where you had arthritis that bothers you so much.
One for this leg and asthma, I'd be all right. I believe I would. We doesn't have a problem with it.
Well, I think you're doing pretty well, considering, you know, even your leg and everything else.